Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Frank Caliendo, plus Donnie Baker calls in and recreating famous movie scenes right after this commercial message.
Hi, folks. I'm Billy Amazing with more made-for-TV offers brought exclusively to Bob and Tom Show listeners. Guys, who has the time or money for embarrassing emergency room visits, not to mention the cost of health insurance, every time you have a minor home improvement accident? Well, guys, you can forget the doc, the ER, and the 911 number thanks to my new do-it-yourself home medical miracle tool, the Suture Self Skin Stapler. Only $29.95 plus shipping and get ready. With the Suture Self Skin Stapler, there are no complicated forms, waiting rooms, or people asking you how you cut yourself there. And you'll save even more time and money by never having to get stitches removed again because we're including our patent-applied-for sanitary stapler remover for free. And for a limited time, we'll also throw in a little something for that special lady in your life. When a gal you love is hurt, you hurt. Right, guys? You don't want to see them in pain, but you also don't want to see them walking around with an arm full of staples. That's why we developed a more feminine suture tool for the gals that's just as fast but fashionable, too. It's the new Sew and Go Sassy Stitcher. The Sew and Go Sassy Stitcher comes with 25 different thread colors to match any shade of flesh tone on the planet, or choose our clear fishing line for invisible stitches that would put Betsy Ross to shame. Order today, and you'll get the suture self and the Sew and Go delivered within 4 to 8 weeks. Wow. And keep listening, folks, for information on our contest to improve your smile. Home dentistry has never been easier than it is now with the new Gap Be Gone orthodontal wiring kit. Stay tuned to more of my Billy Amazing, amazing offers, folks, coming to you soon. I'm Billy Amazing.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
With us in the studio, our engineer Ace Cosby. That's Josh over there. That's Christy Lee freezing over there, a little chilly in here. This is Tom speaking. Our guest is comedian Frank Caliendo, the legendary Frank Caliendo.
Can you do that? Can you make that noise, voice man?
How about this noise? Can you make this noise?
Can you do that? Can you do a bell?
Sorry.
You know what? You know what I like to do? The sound of the door hitting you
in the
on behind
the where the good Lord split you.
Okay, very nice. We do have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Christy, what's going on?
A man who was arrested for going naked in a New Hampshire Planet Fitness said he thought it was, quote, a judgment-free zone.
Oh, jeez.
Eric Stagno walked around the gym and even did yoga in the buff before police arrived.
How you doing?
Police Captain Brett Morgan.
Yep. Can I get a set in?
WBZ-TV.
News coming first, and then me.
not on the machine, man.
That Stackno's only statement.
Wipe it down after.
Was he thought it was a judgment-free zone, apparently referencing the chain's slogan. The 34-year-old was charged with indecent exposure, lewdness, and disorderly conduct.
Can you see the guy thinking how witty that would be?
Right.
I'll go naked and I'll say it's right. A judgment-free zone. I'll tell all my friends.
Everybody, they're poor people. Jesus.
I was in a locker room and a guy was FaceTiming in the locker room with naked people around.
Like, they don't do that at our gym.
Yeah, you can't. Well, the guy got in trouble.
There's like signs and stories about that, right?
Well, they had to put up signs because people were doing it. That's why.
There's kind of a dated sign in there, but you're not supposed to. Especially, obviously, FaceTiming where there's a visual component.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing.
You're not allowed to talk on a cell phone at our gym.
In the locker room. Why not even talk on a cell phone?
Because you have it, you would be able to take photographs of someone without their knowledge.
Oh, even if you're just on the phone. But do you... Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Tom, you're right. Most gyms have strict rules, and this dick going around naked at the Planet Fitness, I hope they evoke his membership. I swear to God.
Revoke, yeah.
You never hear about somebody trying this at Goad's, because they know some meathead beat their ass all the way back to Anytime Fitness anyway.
You go to Gold's Gym, do you?
I go to Goad's. Who the hell is going to stop a naked dude during a cleaning jerk?
That's
true. The overworked mom on the elliptical just squeezed out her third kid. She's trying to get the weight off so her husband will stop plugging the neighbor.
Oh.
Or the 400-pound dude who's been on the same sit-up the last 25 minutes. I swear to God.
Hey, judgment-free, man.
Well, I mean, all gyms got about 8 different people. You could almost remake the Village People. But the only who's going to stop him are the popo, and they're already out of breath from chasing naked people away from the Waffle House.
I remember that story, actually.
And by the time the cops get there, he's probably already tainted half the machines. And I guarantee the old sack over there ain't going to wipe them down after using them neither. You know, I'll say it like this. Planet Fitness may be a judgment-free zone, but my scissor kicks don't give a damn.
No. Oh, really?
And I'll take a verdict right from my pumice, stick it in your gizzard, break your carotid artery.
Uh-huh.
Or
carotid.
Worse yet, give you an underbite worse than Peter Cetera's trying
worse
to
yet.
Eat soup.
Worse yet.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Worse yet. Worse yet.
You try pulling that crap when you're at my gym. You can expect a whole flurry of meat hammers right your face.
Really?
You won't be naked for long because Corner's going to show up and cover you with about 4 rolls of butcher paper.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see some dude's junk when I'm working out neither. I mean, it's bad enough when you're bench pressing and one of them dudes, you know, in them mini marathon shorts stands above you. Hey, man, you need a spot? Yeah, need a spot. In fact, a man's already spotted the fact your parents don't believe in circumcision through your shorts hovering above me. So why don't you back off there on a sports and nigger hogger? I swear to God, I'm not going to go.
Worse yet.
Your thoughts? I don't know. I think naked at the gym, bad idea. Especially if he gets on the bikes. They have to get rid of the seats.
They do naked yoga, so why not?
That's even worse.
They can have hours, special hours, I guess.
For naked working out.
Who does naked yoga?
After dark.
Oh, they do.
Is naked yoga just in a big circle, or are there people behind other people?
Yeah, do you want to be downward dogging?
No.
Yeah, well,
no, I don't want to do anything like
see
that.
Some winking anus while you're trying to...
that's a famous pose.
Oh, the winking anus?
The winking anus, of course, yeah. It involves kind of a scissoring.
You can do that.
Scissoring move. Yeah.
Wow. That was a great visual. Thanks for that. Get on the bottom.
Doesn't winking anus only when you're lost in the country and you, well, looks like we're 14 miles from, oh my God, they named this place Winking Anus. What the hell happened here?
Well,
or a drink you never want to have.
A winking anus. Oh, you got Kahlua?
Something really hot.
Yeah. Fireball.
A lot of pepper. Oh, the old winking anus. Okay, thank you very much. So where was this Planet Fitness?
This was... Where
Hampshire?
Was it?
Was it somewhere up north?
South Pole,
New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
New
Hampshire.
Right. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
What else you got over there?
The Belgium Naturism Federation. The Naturism Federation's upset. The snootist group angry because a Flemish wildlife
agency.
Snootist
group?
Snootist?
I say, you call that a fetus.
Snooty, that's us. We're snootists.
Yes.
We're the snootist people here.
Snootity are naked fans who are,
I said,
are also
this
snot.
Nudist.
I love snootity.
This nudist group
See,
is
she
angry.
Said it again. This snootist.
I say.
Oh, well.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody's boobs are very unkept.
Zelda, those breasts, are those the Cape Cod?
The nudist group angry because a Flemish wildlife agency has blocked their application for a second nudie beach in the country. The wildlife agency says that the naked sunbather's sexual activities could pose a threat to a rare species of bird that inhabits the beach in question.
What?
Oh my
How can
God.
People doing it on a beach hurt
spook
the birds.
Wildlife. They think it's going to scare
I
them away.
I hope it's a titmouse.
Yeah, what a weird name for a bird.
The titmouse?
Yes. Yeah. Never understood.
Someone had to be drunk. I know. Let me move.
It looks kind of like a boob and a mouse.
Titmouse.
Let's go with titmouse. What do you think, Earl?
I like it.
Is it time for the Frank Caliendo Challenge?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Frank Caliendo is our guest. Frank is on the road. You may know Frank from his exploits on various television networks.
Like one.
Frank, I have given you a sheet with a couple of famous moments from a variety of movies over there.
Oh.
We're going to name the movie?
What we would do is we'll take the famous scene and have Frank do it in a different famous voice. Is that fair? So,
sure.
Josh, first of all, Frank, what's the first one on the list there?
I see Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver, Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah.
Famous movie.
Yes,
That scene of...
you talking to me?
Yeah, but if it were not done by Robert De Niro, who would you want to have it done
by?
Josh?
Who would you want to do it instead of me? that's basically what...
Well, I had heard that...
Carol Channing?
Carol Channing.
I had heard that Richard Dreyfuss actually auditioned for that.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? Are you talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who the blank... do you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah. Huh? Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't hold the same gravitas.
It's funny, too.
Not as threatening, really. Yeah.
It doesn't seem very frightful. He's more Mr. Holland there.
You're right.
Mr. Holland's open.
That was great.
Yes, it was.
Now,
he'll be in Appleton when? No.
Frank Caliendo.
Oh, yes, it was
on
awesome.
On the road. Once again, in Appleton.
Yeah, when they don't hit, when they're not good, let's give a Josh Arnold date.
What's the next movie scene over there?
Dirty Harry.
Okay. Let's see, Dirty Harry. You can't do Liam Neeson. That's too close to the original. What do you think? It's something goofy.
I don't know that. Let's hear that first. I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots? Are only five.
I think it would have been better with Liam.
Yeah.
That you got to go the opposite way. I think there. Somebody
got to go
like Ted Baxter.
Well, we just did that actually would be a good one. If we,
I have heard
I know
the Dirty
what
Harry.
Thinking.
Dirty Harry.
Did he fire six shots or only five? Will it tell you the truth in all this excitement? I kind of lost track myself.
That sounds like something Ted would say.
But being that this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Oh. And read dates.
Well, we'll save the rest of these for the cut. That was
great. That's it. We don't have too much goodness in a row. We would destroy the show.
Yeah.
Chick McGee, the John Deere Sports Desk. Why not let me talk more?
Man, that was a dead-on chick.
It's what I hear when he talks.
I thought I was talking.
It's like the Charlie Brown parents.
I thought I was talking.
You are a subtle genius. Mm-hmm.
Could you do the "You Talking to Me" as a former president, George W. Bush? I'd just like to say,
"You talking to me?" I'm really asking. Okay, you talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who else you talking to? you talking to me? This is actually getting visual right now.
That's going to be a good Tracy Morgan. You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else you talking to?
Well, I'm the only one here. Who the blank you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah, huh? Okay, uh-huh. That's crazy.
Okay, let's go back to Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Christy,
a video of a Georgia waitress body slamming the man who groped her is going viral. Surveillance footage from Savannah Pizzeria Vinny Van Gogh's shows a man grabbing 21-year-old Amelia Holden's backside as he walks past her. Holden grabs the man by his shirt collar and throws him against a wall.
Yeah.
Savannah police arrested 31-year-old Florida resident Ryan Cherwinski for sexual battery. WTOC.
Where news comes first.
Reported.
I bet they have a mascot, the Tick.
WTOC?
Yeah. Tick Tock.
Oh.
The Tock Tick.
The Tock Tick.
Jesus.
Okay.
Reported Holden has since been offered.
Have you seen this video?
Free martial arts classes. I have seen the video.
This guy
deserves
it.
It's a grainy black and white video. She's standing at the counter and he walks by with his left hand and just
grabs her ass.
Wow.
And
she grabs him by the collar and he's a bigger guy.
Yeah.
And she throws this guy to the ground.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This one's in color. I'm watching.
She
throws him up against the table.
And I think what's important to know is, first of all, she's quite fit.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy should have made the judgment call that if she's that fit, she's got what it takes to take this guy down. She does. So.
Yeah.
And she gives him a talking to also.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do any impressions of people also named Frank?
I'm trying to think if I do.
Yeah. I can't think of another Frank.
Sinatra would be the only one, right?
Frank Gifford.
I have a clip too.
You do a Frank Gifford impression?
Frank Stallone?
Yeah, maybe
brother.
Let's go with Frank Stallone.
Nobody's ever said that before. Let's go with Frank Stallone.
And it's all maybe good because
we talked with Frank. He was actually really, a great really song good guy
from one of the Rocky movies. Frank Stallone soundtrack.
Yeah, he actually does sing pretty
this
well.
This is the top or something like that.
No, Frank's really
come
cool.
On and
talk to
do
him.
It.
Okay, enough of the
try it again.
Robert Downey Jr., I believe, will be at Appleton.
Yes, of course. Going to be doing everything possible as a human being. Appreciate it. Getting.
This is a pause.
I wasn't sure where I was going. That was a Rome-like pause.
Terrific.
Phenomenal. Incredible. Arugula. Great lettuce.
Yeah, it sure is, yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. I love arugula. I went vacationing there one time, man. That Beach Boys song, arugula, Jamaica. Ooh, nothing? All right.
That's Aruba. And we have Aruba Ray here with us.
Hey!
Aruba Ray!
Good to see you.
Hey, Ray.
I'm back.
Hey, Ray, you got any hookers?
Where you been, buddy?
We got hookers. We got pimps. You talk to the pimp first, then you get the hooker. Aruba Ray.
Is it okay if I kill her?
Well, if you want to get right to the darker material, we'll do so.
You know,
why are your arms so funny?
It's never okay to kill a hooker, but if you kill a hooker, do it in Aruba Rays.
The difference is, he might have said, there's a closet with a bucket right. And a shovel and some logs.
We but got five pre-dug holes in the back.
Go ahead, Tom, and go, shoot him in the head. Jesus.
I love that.
Why you want to kill her, Tom? She talk back at you?
That's okay.
I get it. I'm Aruba Ray.
I love the concept of pre-dug hole.
Yeah, oh, sure.
As though there's any other type of hole.
Well, you don't want to kill him and then dig the hole.
Well, no, it's pre-dug, which means it hasn't been dug. What?
No, it's so I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's really just.
I should
dirt.
Just say there are holes there.
Or there's.
The free dug hole would be land.
Right, yeah.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.